are here with Dr. Sonia Novkovich.
Indeed.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
I'm going to read your title real quick, all right? Because it requires two pieces of paper, not one. Oh, I'm just kidding. You are chair of the International Cooperative Alliance and Research Committee, and you are professor of economics, academic director, cooperative management education at St. Mary's University, Sobey School of Business.
Ooh, yeah.
That is a mouthful. Congratulations.
Thank you. Maybe. Thank you.
Well, it sounds like there's a lot of work behind all that. So well done.
Well, thank you very much. Yeah, there is a lot of work.
Yeah. So did you just get finished speaking?
A couple of hours ago.
Okay. What did you talk? Let's talk about what you talked about.
I talked about education in cooperative management, but innovation, mm-hmm. like innovative education. And mm-hmm. I talked about the program, actually, that we have at St. Mary's University, mm-hmm. which is a master's degree or graduate level programs of mm-hmm. all kinds for the leaders in cooperatives and credit unions. Mm-hmm. So I talked about that and how innovative the whole idea is, because it's really not done in many places. None, really. So we need more of it. But also how to prepare for innovation. How do you teach innovation?
And can you?
I don't think so.
It's like either you got it or you don't.
Yeah, we do try, but okay. But where innovation comes from is basically okay. what I discussed, right?
Gotcha.
Where do these ideas in this sector, in the mm-hmm. co-ops and credit unions, mm-hmm. where do they come from, and how we educate? Like, what okay. do we do in the program to actually, then we see. Like, mm-hmm. it's not that we plan that they will be innovative in ABC, but
right.
when we see what they've done with the knowledge, it's just, mm-hmm. It's so impressive. It's really impressive.
Wow. So, yeah. I mean, what are a couple of takeaways that your audience can take away? I mean, take back to their credit union and adopt, right? Because obviously education is, I think, the foundation for everything.
Absolutely.
If you want to be a success and work for a successful organization, the more educated, the more education that you provide, the better off you're going to be.
That's right. So. Well, again, I'll just say briefly, what we do is not an MBA, the Master's in Business Administration. Mm-hmm. It's a master's degree in management of cooperatives and credit unions specifically, mm-hmm. which means that everything we teach is related to co-ops and credit mm-hmm. unions. So accounting for co-ops and credit unions, marketing, mm-hmm. Strategy, you name it. Mm-hmm. And what that means is that at first we drill the principles and values of cooperation mm-hmm. and what it means. What does solidarity mean? Mm-hmm. What does democratic decision making mean, right? Mm-hmm. And it's operationalized through these courses, mm-hmm. right?
Yep.
So what is it you measure? How do you do accounting? What's a social audit, social accounting for you? And it's not a simple rhetoric, we do triple bottom line, right? That doesn't cut it for co-ops and credit unions, because the social is the business. Mm-hmm. It has to be. Otherwise,
yep.
there is no difference,
yep.
right?
Yep.
And yet they're not social enterprises of the new brand kind, which sees social as a business.
Mm-hmm.
opportunity,
yeah.
right? So co-ops and credit unions, because they have members, they have a membership base, they really cater to the needs of members. Members have to be involved, and they're not involved enough, right? So we teach all of those things. I talk and discuss about mm-hmm. them. But the thing is, the program is online. All of our students,
it's online.
Online.
Awesome! Awesome!
It's
even
online.
Better.
Yep. It's our students are from U.S., Canada, U.K., South Africa, Australia. We had them from all kinds of places, and they're all working in cooperatives and credit unions. Mm-hmm. That's the prerequisite.
Mm-hmm.
So what that means is that they bring the experience, they bring the stories, they bring the cases. They, so we can give them the theory, mm-hmm. but then they have to either say, "Yep,
the practical
makes sense," or mm-hmm. "It doesn't," or "What does that mean in my environment?"
Mm-hmm.
And in the program, so you take those courses, you discuss, everything is discussed, discussion forums
mm-hmm.
online,
mm-hmm.
So from their, home countries.
Mm-hmm.
And then they have a trip in year two to either Italy, the Emilia-Romagna region,
mm-hmm.
where there's a whole region of cooperatives that actually function.
Really?
And it's not something that our students from North America see often in their environments,
right?
It's
yeah.
sporadic, not so, well-known model and so on. So you see the whole region built on cooperatives of all kinds, or that we take them to Mondragon in Spain. So it alternates.
Either one? Okay.
There's a course that we offer, either you go here or you go there. And Mondragon in Spain is the largest network of worker cooperatives, but also multi-stakeholder cooperatives.
Mm-hmm.
So they have a bank that whose members are both consumers and workers and institutions,
mm-hmm.
right? So you have a university whose members are students, organizations, and professors,
mm-hmm.
and so on. So everything is co-op. And so they get to see that. They get wowed, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And ideas come, we don't again, we don't teach innovation, but they see so much out there that they can actually come home and apply. Yeah. Another thing is that in every course, they actually have to apply everything to their co-op. It's a living lab kind of thing. So they get to talk to their colleagues. They get to figure out, you know, if you're not an accountant, mm-hmm. well, you can go and talk to your accountant mm-hmm. and see, do we do this? Do we do that? Why don't we? That sort of thing, mm-hmm. right? Anyway, so it's really had a ripple effect through organizations, and it's been fantastic. So the takeaway for the audience... Send people to education institutions,
yes, please,
because they really, really do amazing things with it, mm-hmm. right? And it's not pitching, oh, another degree. It's not pitching, well, if you can send us money versus send the students, always the students. We want people
people in the seats, basically.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So it's not, you know, about, well, we finance a program and you know, we've done our bit for education. Mm-hmm. No, you need to educate your people, but not in anything. Yeah, and anything is good. Education right. in general is not right. a bad thing. Right. But when it comes down to business, what they learn, how they do business, what an opportunity means mm-hmm. is very different mm-hmm. in co-ops than it is in other kinds of businesses.
My next question to you is, while you're talking about it, is like, okay, what's the how have you seen this benefit credit unions or the people that have been in your classes? Where do they go, and what do they do with this knowledge? What do they do with this education? And then how does that, I guess the bottom line, how does it benefit the credit union or the yeah. cooperative?
What we've seen is, well, first of all, they advance in their careers.
That's a good thing. Nothing wrong with that.
Absolutely, they advance in their careers. Mm-hmm. They're the go-to people, experts in how to do a co-op business. Yeah.
Job security.
That's their terms. Like, that's what they told us, right? I'm the go-to expert now, right, for anything co-op. And that's fantastic in the credit unions in particular. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking about Van City Credit Union in particular.
Love Van City.
Well, they have 20 of our graduates.
Do they?
Oh, yeah. Wow. Okay. They do. And the organization is also, like we are, I didn't say, we have an advisory committee. It's an international cooperative for mm-hmm. co-op management mm-hmm. that brought it to the university, okay. right? And so we have on the advisory board, of course, the representatives globally mm-hmm. from credit unions and co-ops, mm-hmm. one being Van City as well. But what that organization is doing is they're sending us every year 4 students that they sponsor, they mm-hmm. finance, yeah. Wow. And so these guys, basically now what they do, some of the ideas we've heard from them, partly due to the training and partly due to their own doing, obviously, but the living wage program mm-hmm. is something that they do, the living wage policy, and so they pay everybody a living wage rather than a minimum or whatever, mm-hmm. But including their suppliers. For example, security, right? Yeah. Contractors, I should say.
The vendors,
so,
yeah.
The vendors, exactly. Mm-hmm. So, well, if you have a contract with the security, company, mm-hmm. Then they top up the pay to make sure that they get the living wage.
I got you.
Right?
Okay.
But what they do, that had direct impact from the programs that we've done is they're now developing worker cooperatives, apparently. So they have a development team, which I didn't know, but we heard that again from our graduates. We have others who just amazing stuff, right? But they are that kind of an organization that recognize that this sort of training will get them there. Mm-hmm. You know, any old training is not going to do right. if you want to make these sorts of changes. Mm-hmm. So their ideas come from all kinds of places, mm-hmm. Global Alliance for Banking on Values being one of them. Mm-hmm. But in order to get there, you need people who will actually understand that they can't be just, do a little charity at the end of what you do, and then you've covered your social aspect, right? You actually have to immerse.
I'm while you're saying that, I'm thinking, do you recommend or even have people like look outside the industry for new ideas and stuff like that?
Absolutely.
I mean, yeah, because
absolutely.
that's where it comes from.
That's exactly. So outside of the country, mm-hmm. outside of the field.
Well, that's part of why we're all here, is because we get so many new ideas, what other countries are doing, what works, what doesn't.
So That's right. Yeah. So we have students from worker co-ops, food co-ops in the U.S. that are consumer, some are worker, some are multi-stakeholder. Mm-hmm. That's a new model to majority of the industry, right? Mm-hmm. A multi-stakeholder form. Yeah. The credit unions, insurance, co-ops, we have them from agriculture co-ops, you name it, basically. Mm-hmm. And in talking to each other, it opens up the world. They all come with different points of view. Mm-hmm. We had, for example, 2 of our graduates who were in consumer co-ops, merged their co-ops and turned them into a multi-stakeholder.
Wow.
So now workers and consumers are members. Yeah, so that was amazing. Yeah. how they grow, why they grow, they question these things now, you know. Do you just, you know, spin off, or do we really need to be big? Mm-hmm. You know, they will question it before they implement it, and they'll have the principles and values of cooperation mm-hmm. and the co-op perspective in mind. Mm-hmm. That, you know, why are we a co-op, and is this good for us, mm-hmm. or is it not?
Yeah.
So those kinds of, you know, it's really amazing. I want to mention one agriculture co-op,
sure.
that's a second tier in Scotland,
mm-hmm.
who have, because we've heard this morning the keynote on data, the big data, right?
Yes,
well, what these guys were looking at is big data, how important it is.
Mm-hmm.
Their farmer members are Scottish farmers,
mm-hmm.
whose data on each cattle, each sheep, you know, mm-hmm. is data is collected. How much milk they collect, whatever,
really?
Whatever. So piles of data. But now, but what do you do with this data?
Yeah.
So it was government that owned the data. And these guys said, well, is this right? You know, should the government own this data, or should the farmers have a say in this? So they went talk to the government. Turned out, no, it's the IBM that owned the data. And they are, exactly, they were going, what? Like, how is this even possible? So we don't even know what happens to our data. It's not just that you need data to do A, B, C, or D. It's that we have no clue who owns it in the end,
yeah,
and what
yeah.
can happen down the road. So what they do, and their motto is, if our members are vulnerable, we need to know and prevent that,
mm-hmm.
right? Prevent anything,
mm-hmm.
any harm
mm-hmm.
coming to them. So what they've done is they got a stakeholder co-op, okay, multi-stakeholder co-op,
yeah.
that owns the data now.
Oh, good for them.
So they own the data. And now they can decide. So it's not, you know, it's not the CEO that is going to decide, well, we can sell this and make some money.
Yeah.
It's the members who
right.
will have a say, okay, our data is here. What do we do with it?
Mm-hmm.
Right? So how it's used, you may, you know, the management team may decide, well, we can use data this way or the other.
Mm-hmm.
But you cannot put your members in harm's way or, you know, damage them in any way.
Mm-hmm.
But you also cannot use the data in ways that members don't know. See what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
So it's a totally different. And from there, also, the new movement, platform cooperativism, is coming our way that I don't know credit unions are involved with in any way.
That's the first I've heard of it.
Well, there you go. So it's countering. The name is basically a play on platform capitalism, because
oh.
now we have Uber, that's
yeah.
a platform, you know, company.
Yeah.
You have Airbnb and
yeah,
so on.
Yeah.
But in that mix, the users are really, or in this case, in Uber's case, right, it's drivers who have no say. They get paid what they get paid. So
mm-hmm.
the advantage of this kind of platform capitalism
mm-hmm.
is the company.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so what these guys are saying is it's the drivers who should be the owners. So now have some taxi companies that own their own platforms
mm-hmm.
in Denver, I believe, and so on, who are in fact co-ops. And so platform cooperativism is a movement that came, you know, started in the United States, but is now taking hold throughout the world, really. So platform cooperativism is about users owning the platforms
mm-hmm.
and distributed ownership. You know, it's the bottom line for us all, you know, in the co-op movement is ownership has to be ours
mm-hmm.
and control has to be ours, right? And so, yeah, so we, you know, all of these things are happening around us that we need to...
Well, you care more about your business, you know, or you care more about where you work, and you care more about who you're dealing with when you have a stake in it.
That's
so,
right, but you need to be aware that that's the case, because you
yeah.
have many people who shop at the co-op and don't even know.
Exactly.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So if that's the case, well...
Education.
We're not doing something right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Goals for this program. What are your goals here? Obviously, to educate more people, make the cooperative movement more... I don't know, powerful is not a right word, but more
make
prevalent. Yeah.
Make a difference. Make
yeah.
it more prevalent. Make a
yeah.
difference. You know, educate people to question, you know, why
mm-hmm.
this way or that way. Because
mm-hmm.
this is one of, you know, somebody, Max Haven, once said, you know, what we miss is radical imagination. And it's true, because the you know, predominant neoliberal economic model and policy is so prevalent that we just don't have any imagination.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, it's really gone. Well, what can the world look like? You know,
yeah.
that's different.
Yeah.
And you don't need to call it anything, any ism of particular sort, right? It's really that we can organize differently. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
It's still a privately owned economy. It's just the members and people affected by it that have control over their lives.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not corporate world that does. So what we want is that people question. And sometimes the answer will be, you know what? Small private businesses can make the best way
sure.
in this particular
sure.
case. Social enterprise can work best in this particular case.
Mm-hmm.
But co-ops have their space.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to be educated about that, and it's not in the school systems at all.
Yeah, I totally agree there. Last question for you. Where can we find out more information on this so we can spread the word?
Well, there is the website
right
there.
Right,
yeah, and you can, do I have the website written down? Yes, managementstudies.coop.
Pretty simple.
Managementstudies.coop, and you will go to St. Mary's University, Sobey School of Business, mm-hmm. and a CME program that you will find out about. But yeah, managementstudies.coop gets you there.
I will put that in the show notes, and people can click on it and go right to it and check it out.
Perfect.
Sonia, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Quite the education.
Well, there you go.
Thank you very much. I'm a better person for it.
We can take you as a student.
Exactly. Let's do it. Thank you very much. Well done.